Welcome back to another episode of MedTech Trends. I'm your host, Dorian. So today we have three special guests joining us from Toronto, I believe. So we have Jessica and Madison, goes by Maddie for short. They are the co-founders of Tambooz. Jessica has extensive healthcare background from working as a nurse and a caregiver, as well as developing land to build retirement communities. And Madison is just finishing her undergraduate degree in health sciences while overseeing the development of the Tambooz platform. We're also joined by Rukia, who has been with Tambooz for a year now. She is the marketing coordinator for Tambooz and is responsible for the education and building connection with the Tambooz brand. She has a journalism background, and she brings a unique perspective to the marketing program from a visual, audio, and creative perspective. So thanks so much for all of you joining me this afternoon. Really look forward to our conversation today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
There's a very interesting platform. It's called Tambooz that you guys have built. I had a chance to, of course, take a look at the website preparing for this conversation. And I dug into some of the features and was also really interested to learn a little bit about the background. There's an article on the Tambooz website. We'll see if we can link to it in the description. But essentially, it talks a little bit about the history of the company, the mission, the vision, how it was founded. And I wonder if we can get that in your words for today.
The mission and vision definitely stem from my experience, I would say, throughout my working as a nurse in the healthcare system. But ultimately, I think what we're here to talk about is where the name comes from. And the name for me is very, very special, I would say, because the name is what drives the business, what the business means, and that ultimately is the word connecting. And there's a story behind that in the fact that I had two very, very important people in my life, which were Tina Tamming and Yvonne DeVoost. And unfortunately, they have passed away from cancer in 2020, which is quite recent, actually. But their battles with healthcare were lengthy, disturbing at times, and very much taxing, especially on themselves, but ultimately on the group of people that were taking care of them as well, and the healthcare system for sure. So basically with Tina's story, Tina Tamming was my grandmother. She was 90 when she passed away. She came to Canada in the 50s. Over on a boat, and she ended up getting congestive heart failure lastly, and during COVID ended up in hospital multiple times and was in her home in the retirement community, gained about 50 pounds without anybody really knowing, in severe congestive heart failure, and ended up in hospital. And her problems with that are ultimately what we can get into later with what happened in the healthcare system. But the other individual that has passed away in 2020 was Yvonne DeVoost, and that was my mother, and she battled multiple myeloma for 3 long years, in and out of hospital, in and out of clinical trial, in and out of stem cell transplant, surgeries, gone down to Mexico to have medical treatment. And what was really evident in her experience is that she suffered trying to get all her information together, keep track of it, repeat her story over and over again. And even into the last days of her life, she ended up having to repeat her story in a very palliative care state, which to me just seemed very abnormal. So ultimately, why Tambooz was created was to bring people together, to connect them with their information, and more importantly, to be able to have access to their information in the most critical times of their lives.
You know, one of the things that I find really surprising about that story, and I think it's a really powerful one. I'm glad you were able to share it with us today. And of course, there are, again, articles written about this as well. But it's just the recency factor. And this is not like it happened, you know, in the 70s or something like that, or even in the 90s, let's say, right? The internet was just kind of booming, starting to boom. This is very recent. So it's not like we don't have the technology capabilities to solve these kinds of problems. So that's not the root of the issue. The issue is probably a lot deeper than just that. So I definitely want to get into some of those topics and try to unpack that a little bit. And of course, how Tambooz is helping to solve these problems which I'm sure a lot of people are facing even to this day. And it's, I'm sure, a very widespread problem. Put it into a little bit of context. So essentially what we're talking about is being able to carry your, first of all, have access to your medical records, but then also to be able to carry that with you so that there's a consistent story and sort of single source of information for each and every person, no matter where you go in the healthcare system and even beyond the healthcare system as well. So really, really important point. In terms of the company being founded itself, was it founded in 2019, if I understood correctly?
Yes, 2019 will be 2 years this month.
I'm also really curious how, so the, I'm understanding where the idea came from. Now, how did the company itself kind of get built up, and how did the co-founders meet to begin with?
Maddie and I met in September. So she was introduced to Tambus in August, and she was heading into a co-op at University of Waterloo, where she's studying. And immediately when I introduced the concept to her, she got passionate about it. You could see that it was something that clicked in her eyes, like before she even came on as a co-op student. And when she came on, she put her heart and soul into it. And it was, you know, during a time where it was just her and I, we didn't really understand tech because we have, you know, the healthcare side and we're focusing on healthcare, but she excelled over the co-op term that she was with us and really shined in a lot of different areas. So she ended up at this point in time as senior vice president, director, and continuing in school, but is very passionate, works super hard at it.
So Maddie, you're finishing up your undergrad still, if I understood, and you're also playing a huge part in this company, building this company as well. That's a lot to tackle.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. It is a lot, but I enjoy it. I think I get really motivated by being busy, and obviously the vision behind the company and the mission is very, very motivating. So I've been able to manage that and continue to work on this during my co-op terms and take a bit of a lighter course load when I am on a full academic term so that I can always have a large part of my day devoted to Tambus and being a part of the team in that sense.
This is a really interesting story too, that that how Maddie and Jessica, how you came together to meet, start building this company. Was it purely serendipitous? Did you have a chance to work together before?
We had known each other. Yeah, her father is a friend of mine, and he is a smart businessman as well. So he introduced me to his wonderful daughter, and then she actually has the same skills that he has.
That's always good to know. All right, wonderful. So I don't know if we can, if it's accurate to say this, but it kind of sounds like a bit of a family business. Of course, one that has a really important personal story behind it as well. But it's also, it seems like a bootstrap sort of small setting, small team kind of setting type of company. And of course, the group itself has also been growing quite a bit over the last 2 years. Rukia, did you also recently join the company?
Yes and no. I kind of joined, I guess, in the middle of the process in about almost a year ago last year.
Okay, so it's been about a year. Okay.
Yes. So I'm newer to the team, yeah, when I joined, we were still pretty small. And so I feel like I'm a part of this family, like I'm a stepchild.
Okay. Stepchild. Gotcha. That's a good way to put it. There's a lot I wanted to get into in terms of how the company's actually grown, especially in the last year. COVID, of course, has affected pretty much everybody around the world. I don't want to say in terms of luck, but I think the timing was just right, because especially over the last year, there's been very widespread movement, I guess if we can call it, towards adopting digital technologies within healthcare. And a lot of these things, the ideas have been there for a long time. A handful of companies, digital and health tech companies, have been in the industry for a long time, but it's only been over the last year or so that things have really started to ramp up. And I think Tambus is playing a really important part, has a niche that I wanted to talk about today. And so we'll dive into that quite a bit more. So in terms of the platform itself, the Tambus platform, I wonder if we can get into a couple of the details, what the platform essentially is, And then who do you envision are the key end users, and what's the scope of the Tambu's platform?
Basically, the Tambu's platform is two separate things brought together. So you can picture there's a client side, we call it the client side, where individuals, family members can go on and create an account for free. And that is for personal health management. You go on, you have multiple different features. And it is ultimately to allow you to take control over your personal health information. So you have a journal and a health profile where you can contain all of your diseases, immunizations, you can have your vital signs and just different parts of your whole health history all in one place. So that's the client side. And then on the professional side of the platform, we are onboarding multiple different types of healthcare professionals, including physiotherapists, occupational therapists, chiropractors, looking a little bit at patient health advocates into integrations with doctors and hospitals. So a lot of different avenues we can go down on the professional side. And that part of the platform kind of came after the client side. So it's a little bit more recent. We've just been really getting some traction, which is extremely exciting and sort of growing from the initial audience on the client side.
So quite a few features, a lot of things sound very super relevant to what some of the needs are as I see them in the market and healthcare in general. So there's, again, to reiterate, there's the personal platform, personal version of the platform, or the individualized version of the platform, and then there's a professional side. Let's dive into those a little bit more. So on the personal side of the platform, so this would be for anybody, myself included. So I'm not a patient per se, but I want to keep track of my health records. So how would this work out in practice? Would I have to go on the website, let's say create an account, and then is all that information, would I put the information onto the platform myself? Is it entered manually, essentially?
Yeah, so right now, a lot of the entry can come in through yourself. It can come in through a family member. So if you're taking care of an elder or a younger individual, you can make what's called a dependent profile, and you can input the data on their behalf. And then the integration point with the professional side. So if you're working with a healthcare professional that's onboarded onto the professional side of Tambu's, they can actually be the ones to input that data for you as well. So that can come from many different providers. And what we're looking at in the next few months is multiple different integrations, a sneak peek at labs and blood work results. We're looking at an integration with Apple Health. And that's really the way of the next part of the roadmap, I guess, of how we're going to grow and make it even more easy and efficient for this information be streamlined into the system.
Okay, I love the fact that you mentioned integrations. Obviously, that's a huge thing for pretty much any healthcare company working on any kind of digital platform. So that's huge. You also mentioned earlier that there is a journal, an e-journal component to the individual part of the platform, for the personal part of the platform. So how does that work, and what was the thinking behind having the journal feature?
The journal feature, it really can be so many things at once, which is the brilliant part about it. How I see it as being very, very simple and high level is it's a chronological order of events that are going on in your life. So this can range from appointments that you're going to, whether that be medical, maybe it's not medical, it could be financial or real estate related, personal related. You can use this journal to track different actual like medical events, like, oh my gosh, I have such a sore stomach today. And then maybe you need to look at what did you eat this week? How did that contribute to this sore stomach of sorts? So you can think of it how people are already tracking things like your macros in apps like MyFitnessPal, for example, because they care about their nutrition and they're looking to improve that area of their life. So what the journal provides is in kind of a comprehensive area for you to come in and track all these different areas of your life because they matter to you and you want to see progress. So yeah, that's really what the journal is. It has the ability to connect with your Outlook calendar, your Apple or your Gmail, whatever it might be that makes most sense for you. And yeah, it's continually growing and it has a lot of potential for niching in specific areas.
Yeah, this is interesting. So it's not only healthcare related. This could be, you can essentially use it as like a daily journal. Would that be fair to say? So you can enter any kind of information. Okay.
If I could touch on that, that comes from my personal journey as well in business, as well as in having children. And I journal a lot. I have journaled since I was young and in multiple different situations. We don't want to get into it, but maybe a court case or something. These journals were very important to have access to them at the tip of my fingers, right? And when I look at the other business I built it and I journaled absolutely everything. The people that I met, the interactions I had, what went wrong, what went good. And I can read those now and I can see what my life was. So I value that journaling is not just about health. It's also about multiple other things, whether people are dealing with a legal estate. So important to have access to that information at any point in time. So that's why we weren't just focused on health. We are focused more on the holistic health of an individual.
Yeah, I know. I love the idea. I've also been journaling for a long time, not as often as I probably should and I would like to. But I, you know, the journaling aspect, and this is why I wanted to ask about this, because it's therapeutic and it can help people in a lot of different ways, not just in terms of helping to keep track of certain things. But it is actually a sort of a therapeutic thing that you can do. I think there are other companies actually focus on actually the entire journaling kind of space. And so I thought this was a really good feature to actually incorporate into this, into the Canvas platform itself, which also kind of brings the question of, like, say you have a long history. So there's a patient on the platform or a person on the platform. They've been journaling for a long time. How do they make use of it? How do you share that with other people? Are there certain ways that you can get at certain insights from, you know, if you've been journaling for like a year now, and so you can start to see certain trends as, let's say, a therapist or a clinician? Is there a way to get at that kind of information?
Yeah. So within the journal, you have, again, that timeline. And by timeline, I mean, like when you look at the feature, it really looks like a timeline because you're seeing from the first day that you ever create a journal entry, and it automatically, the system puts your profile picture. And, you know, I started my Tambu's journey today. And then from that point on, you've got the different events going on in your life and you're able to filter through those events in specific ways. If you wanted to see how many times have I had that sharp stomach pain recently, or way back when I remember I had this, I broke a bone or something. What doctor did I see? It's probably in there. If you've been journaling, so you can always search through that information and find different analytics. 100% in the next, within our roadmap of items, we'd love to be able to dive deeper into that data. And we are quite focused on data science and, you know, predictive analytics, artificial intelligence to really make use of what people are putting into our system for their own good, so that they can be more educated and empowered with that information. And I guess in addition to that, each individual journal entry has its own sharing permissions. So if you have one particular event, say you want to share it with a family member, and maybe, Jess, you can touch on your experience with having so many different siblings, of just with the click of a button, being able to share that very quickly with all the people that need to know.
Sure. Yeah. So for instance, real life is Tina Tamming. So she, I've created a profile for her in May of 2020. And when we look back on that profile, we would sit there and we would do every medical appointment, and I could actually physically be in that appointment, whether it be at the hospital or over the telephone, and I could input all the information, and at the click of a button, I could share it with my aunts, my father, very easily, so I wouldn't have to repeat my story again. And we monitored her vital signs to the point where we would input her weight, the nanny would input her weight and understand how much Lasix she would need to take based on those fluctuations in weight. So it was a very effective tool even early on when we first launched the platform.
So the sharing aspect of it, I think, is also really, really important here too. Kind of the industry jargon term that that comes to mind at this point is, I guess one of them, like care teams, the idea that whether we're looking at a family unit or allied health professionals or what have you, there's usually a whole bunch of people looking after a person with a particular illness. And so having everyone be able to see what's going on with that individual from a holistic point of view is extremely extremely useful. So this is interesting. The sharing part of it, the sharing feature, I think, is extremely important here. But say now you wanted to share that information again on the individual side of the platform. You've inputted all this information and you want to share it with your primary healthcare provider or whoever the caregiver might be. How do you share that information? Are we now in the professional version of the platform?
You have two options. If you're working with a care provider who is using the Tambus platform, it's just as simple as clicking off the checkbox beside their name in what we call My Team. So you're pretty close there. Care Team, My Team. We're on the same jargon here. So you would have added them to your contacts page, which is your My Team. And then they would show up in your sharing permissions. You click the box and they get a notification that you've shared that piece of information with them. And then on the other hand of things, if they don't actually use Tambus, then you have the ability to just type in their email and it can send off that information that way as well.
So the two do operate, the two sides of the platform do essentially operate independently of each other. So if I'm a primary care office, let's say, and you know, there might be four or five physicians working there, that sort of thing, they're covering a couple thousand patients each, let's say, in a given year. But let's say, and the use, let's say, of the Tambus platform is mixed. Some prefer to be on the platform all the time. Others have other applications or other platforms they want to use. So to communicate between all the different pairings or versions of the pairings, I guess, there is an option to sort of do things offline. So as an individual, as a patient, I can be on the platform, entering my information because it's useful for me in a variety of settings outside of just communicating with my GP. And if my GP doesn't have it, I can still send them the information in some kind of collated way that they can actually make use of it, but it doesn't. They don't have to be on the platform, so they are completely independent.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay, interesting. How many people or organizations or partners do you have with the Tambus platform right now?
So right now we have 550 users on the using the platform.
And is that a mix of the professional and the individual side?
So that's mostly on the client side. Like Maddie mentioned before, the professional side is more of the newer link of the platform. So on the client side has been around for a little longer. So our usership on that side is higher.
Okay. Makes sense. And again, this has only been about 2 years into this venture. So Maddie, you mentioned a couple of features that have already been built. And then quite a few more that that are underway as well. We'll get into those a little bit later. But yeah, it's only 2 years, and there's already 500 plus folks actually using this and making use of it. I wonder if you've gotten any insights or any feedback from existing customers. What do they like, and what would they like to see being added to it? And then also, I guess from a marketing perspective, how do you talk about the platform to different customer segments? I hate to say customer segments, but really the applications are pretty wide as I understand them. So how do you talk to people about the platform?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's I guess virtual healthcare and virtual apps in terms of health is quite new. So explaining it to people can be, you know, challenging sometimes. But my favorite reference is it's like Google Drive for your health documents. So as people, right now we virtually store everything, right? So we have copies of everything online, whether it's in Google Drive, whether it's in our external hard drive. So it's really important to keep copies of your medical files in a virtual space that's obviously HIPAA compliant, a very safe, secure space that you have access to, and a select few people also have access to, just in case your health does decline, so they can properly follow your health wishes.
From the, you know, over 500 folks that have actually been on the platform, been using the platform, have you gotten any feedback from them about certain features that they like, that they really find extremely useful, and also how they're actually using it in real life? You know, is the sharing feature, is that super important for them, being able to communicate with their the various folks that they're interacting with in their own care? Is that very useful for them?
Yeah, absolutely. On the client side, it's actually some of our biggest demographics are caretakers or caregivers and families, so mothers with dependents. So the sharing feature is really important for that, because not only can they manage their own health, but they can manage if they have multiple children or dependents, if their children or family members have chronic illnesses. They find it very easy and useful to not only manage the appointments, but manage the different medical records from different doctors, depending on the treatment that they receive. So those are the sharing feature. And on top of that, we also have the chat and video call function. So those features are very important to not just connect with your team, your family, and to keep them in the loop of how your loved one's health is doing, but also connecting with your medical professionals as well.
Okay, so there's two pieces there that I wanted to see if I can follow up on. So there's the coordination of care aspect of it. So if you're seeing different types of healthcare providers and also people that are in the community as well, coordinating care between all these people is obviously a huge task. And I think traditionally people have relied on platforms that the providers that they're seeing have within their practice. So you go see your chiro, they have a system. You go see your GP, another system. You go see your, fitness expert, different platform. So they don't actually coordinate with each other. Even for something as simple as scheduling appointments, that's also extremely difficult. So can all of that essentially be funneled through the TAMWS platform?
Absolutely. We'd like to think of ourselves as a one-stop shop. So we can do the scheduling, we can do the video call, the following up, the messaging. We can share all the appropriate documents with you and or your caretakers or caregivers. So one-stop shop. It's kind of ridiculous if you think about it that this time and age we have multiple platforms to manage very different things. There should be a platform that does everything, and we are that platform.
No kidding. Yeah, no, this is I'm listening and hearing all these things, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so I mean, this is something that I would want my parents to use too, because you know, they're getting older, they're close to retirement or just about out of retirement. So all these different things that I would want, all the services that I would want them to actually use, great. But then if I have to manage every single one of them, that's a major pain. There's got to be some centralized way to actually do that. How do you keep everything secure and also shareable between, if you want, for anybody that actually wants to share information with all the different providers, how do you keep that information safe, secure, private, to the extent that an individual wants it to be private, but also open enough to actually be able to share information with the providers that they need to be included in the care?
Yeah, so that's definitely a top concern for all of our customers and everybody that we've interacted, including ourselves. And that's why it's been top of mind from the very beginning of the development. And we've surrounded ourselves with brilliant partners such as MedStack out of Toronto and BlackBerry Spark. So with the permissions within the system, they're very, very nitty gritty. The default for everything is you are the only person that can see that information. And from there, each individual piece of information has its own permissions where you can then click off a person's name and say, you can now view this or you can edit it. And those are within the entire website. And so we wanted to emphasize that this is something that's very secure and very personalized to what you wish to share and what you don't wish to share. And there's obviously so many complications with that, but I do believe that we've got some really great partners working with us. And so we're surrounded by a lot of reassurance on that end of things.
Let's see if we can dig into that a little bit. So a couple of the partnering organizations that you have with Tanluz right now. So you mentioned BlackBerry, you mentioned MedStack. MedStack, of course, we've had on the show a couple months back. They've also done some fantastic work this year as well, growing, and their client list has expanded. So I know that they're doing awesome work. The BlackBerry partnership too. What sort of a connection do you guys have with them?
BlackBerry's obviously worked with a lot of the military. They've worked in terms of government communications. They've proven their own level of secure communications. And so we've worked with them on three of our main features, one being the personal data trust, which is where you store and share your different documents, and then the video call and the messaging systems. So with the personal data trust, obviously being able to upload and download various document types, it's leaving and coming into the database consistently. And so there's vulnerability points there that we thought, you know what, we're not going to take a risk. We want to make sure that that's covered. And so that's where BlackBerry Spark comes in, and they've backed all of those communications. And then as well, again, with that video chat and the messaging feature.
Telehealth in general has also kind of exploded over the last year. A lot of different companies have that kind of feature, and a lot of healthcare organizations have also adapted telehealth for a variety of applications. So I'm really curious. So Tanluz itself also has a telehealth, I guess we can call it telehealth, but a messaging, video messaging, text messaging feature built into it. So, and can you launch that as, again, on the personal side of Tanluz with any provider? How does it?
Yeah. So the chat and the call, you're able to communicate with other client profiles, or if you're connected with your professionals, it will link over to the professional side as well. So it's completely integrated with what's been built under the name and umbrella of Tanluz, making it as simple as possible for the users.
Really cool stuff. All right, I'm learning a lot as we're going through this conversation here too. There's a lot of really nifty features about Tanluz that I think a lot of people would be pleasantly surprised to learn about here. Again, this is, we're talking about a tool that probably should have been around a long time ago. So I'm glad someone's actually built this tool. Super important. So getting back to the topic of partnering organizations, partnering companies, I think I read on the website there's also a partnership with Innovation Factory and Ontario Biosciences Innovation Organization. I'm curious how the two partnerships are built out, and how does that actually work?
The Ontario Bioscience Innovation Center, I believe, OBIO, we just call them OBIO. We got partnered with them through Communitech, and they're just a known organization within the province of Ontario. And we felt, as a bioscience and health innovation company, why not? We better link up with all the resources that we can, and they've provided a lot of value to our company in that sense. And with Innovation Factory, I know, Rukia, you've interacted with them quite a bit, and they've provided some resources and webinars and multiple mentors for us to leverage as a startup company within the healthcare space as well.
Yeah, Innovation Factory has been an incredible resource for us. Like Maddie mentioned, in terms of mentorship, they provide a program to support young startups. And so we attend a lot of their seminars and a lot of their meetings. And we've also been paired with a mentor who's been in the sales and marketing field for many, many years. So we're very happy to be a part of the community there.
And I imagine also being connected through organizations like Innovation Factory and OBIO, that probably also opens up opportunities for learning about the needs of other healthcare organizations. And I wonder, is that the niche that's the main target right now? Are you looking for certain clinical partners? Or any partnerships underway at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. We're sort of at this interesting point where there are so many companies that are out there and doing fantastic work within the healthcare and technology space. And we really, at the end of the day, we see them all as potential partners. And these different organizations such as, you know, Innovation Factory and Obio, and we've worked closely with Communitech, and there we're all sort of gathered together in this space of startup. And I don't know how familiar you are with that ecosystem, but it's smaller than you think, but it's also bigger than you think all at once. And I think that taking advantage of the resources that everybody has and the networking within the webinars and finding contacts and thinking, you know what, I think what you're doing is really great, and maybe we could integrate this piece of it into what we're doing and kind of help each other out in so many different ways. So that's definitely a big focus of ours, I'd say, for the past 3 to 4 months, and then of course moving forward, to ensure that we aren't in it on our own and nobody else is in it on their own.
Yeah, and I think you brought up another important point in that there are a lot of startups, again, especially in the last year, year and a half. A lot of venture funding has gone into this field, health tech, digital health companies as well. And that's a very good thing. But there are so many solutions now, and also a lot of organizations that are companies that are actually partnering with each other as well. But I do see Tangoos as being a little bit unique in the sense that you have two sides of the platform. There's the direct to consumer side, what I would call direct to consumer, in the sense that anybody, myself included, as a patient, as a person, can go on the platform. But at the same time, there's a much bigger sort of picture here. And I think you're solving a problem that has huge public implications from the public sector, Canada being one of the countries that has a heavily public payer sort of backed public health system. So I wonder, do you see a role of Tangoos within that, sort of helping the public system solve a problem that hasn't been solved yet, but it's just so prevalent that if you did solve it, it probably would have huge implications for cost savings and efficiencies within the public healthcare system. Is that part of the vision?
I would say, yeah. At the end of the day, that's probably one of the ultimate goals. But I think we've come to understand that that doesn't have to be the goal at the end of the day, because we can have so much impact on individuals underneath the government level, within the public sector. And it's going, I think the recognition at the end of the day is going to come from those smaller successes within the company and possibly working towards something like that with the government, and kind of just basically based on the traction that we're getting and that we're going to continue to see, I think it will ultimately lead to something along those lines.
To just build on that briefly, I was going to say that part of it is the education piece of a lot of people don't know that there is a problem that needs fixing. And I think that's kind of what we're doing, is trying to show people that there is a better way of doing this. There's a better way of storing your health information. There's a better way of managing your health. And then showing professionals on the other side of that, there's a better way for you to manage your clients' health and then stay connected with them. So it's kind of like the Uber success story, where there were people standing in the rain hailing a cab before they knew there was a better way. And that's when Uber solved the problem that no one really knew they had until they showed up. So that's kind of what we're doing with the Tangoos platform.
And to touch on the efficiencies, I bring it back to a story because I'm all about stories. But imagine if this platform was in place when Tina had to have a call from her cardiologist and go through 90 years of health records in the hour and a half call that she had with this doctor to spend the last 5 minutes on the actual problem. Was like, there's a problem here. Like, if they could just a click of the button, send her health profile over, have all that information, you could have spent an hour and a half talking about the real problem as opposed to wasting all that time, right? So the efficiencies that could be ultimately in the healthcare system up the lines would be astronomical if we could actually get people to start from the ground up and have control of their information and be able to share it through many different organizations.
And I agree. And this is one of the reasons why I really like this this platform. And I think it solves a real problem that is very obvious, but I also at the same time think that it doesn't get enough attention. You know, and I think part of the reason is because typically when people have conversations on healthcare, it has to do with once you've entered the doctor's office. And only recently has the conversation started to be about, okay, well, how do I pick the best healthcare option out there? And you know, where the conversation is centered around the person and the efficiencies and the convenience of the person or the patient entering the healthcare system, and how do we make it as easy as possible for them. Mm-hmm. Having access to their own information is a crucial part of that. Be able to carry it around with you, like you would a business card, a credit card, a points card on your phone or an actual physical card. Those are relatively recent topics. So I think there's a lot of headway that can be made there.
Sorry. Yeah, just to touch on that, you really just nailed it on the head. We talk a lot about, as a company, we talk a lot about being proactive instead of being reactive, because when you make it to the doctor's office, ultimately it's too late. You're not prepared. And then, so that's where that proactivity piece comes in, being proactive and having these records and updating them and updating your journal daily or even weekly, so that it is up to date. So if something does go wrong, you can catch it before it happens.
Another question that popped into my mind too, on the idea of carrying your medical records with you. If today I was to create an account, what about all my history that might be stored within a couple hospitals, a couple clinics, maybe everybody's operating on a different EMR system? Is there a way, like, how do I make that transition into, okay, now I want to fully digitalize and put everything in a central place? How do people go about doing that?
So that's a completely different problem in itself that we're looking at addressing, because at the end of the day, it stems from what we've talked about up to this point of, you know, you go to one hospital, they're using one system. Then you're going to your family doctor, they're using something different. Maybe you're going to a chiropractor. I know my grandparents, they're heading to Florida for the winters. So they're touching so many different pieces of the healthcare system, whether it be in Canada or the US or a completely different country. So that is a massive problem. And to look retrospectively, it is quite difficult to bring that all together in one place. What we are looking to do is integrations with some of the larger companies that do exist, such as, you know, Epic and Clinical Connect here within Canada. They're a few of the larger EMR systems that do exist. And at that point, the system would be able to connect with Tambu's and bring in that retrospective data and information. However, at this point in time, it would be a matter of those immunization cards that you have here in Ontario and in Canada, and your fantastic memory of, yeah, all those different things that have gone on. Or hopefully you've been, you know, relatively healthy and there's not a ton to look back on. But I think there's just so much to be said about why not start today? And there's no really better time to do that. And so I think about mothers that are out there and have young children. And I know if and when I have children, like, they're going to have a Tambu's journal from the second that they get on this earth, because I think having that data from the beginning of time, there's just so much value there. And so again, just what better time to start than now?
I'm fascinated by this idea of being able to have very long histories, long longitudinal insights into your entire history, and the value that can bring toward offering better and more personalized care whenever you do need it. And the only way to get really personalized care is you have to have long history. You have to think about it proactively, to your point, and you have to have a lot of different types of information. It can't just be purely blood tests, I don't know, once every couple months or something like that. It has to be much more holistic. The daily journal or the weekly journal would be a really important step toward there. Lab integrations, fitness tracker integrations, EMR integrations, as well as personally input information like the daily tracker, all of that can help toward creating this kind of personalized approach to care going forward. So again, really cool. And of course, being able to carry it in your pocket makes a big difference too. So all of this is kind of coming together in almost like an ecosystem of solutions. And it's still early in all of this sort of getting into the broader healthcare system, but you know, things are definitely going in the right direction. I wanted to touch on a couple points in terms of what you guys envision for the future, the short-term future and a little bit longer-term future of Tambu's. So one of the questions that came to mind was there's a solution where me as an individual, I can go and actually create an account. I believe you guys have a subscription-based service. But I also see an opportunity here potentially, again, to work with the public sector in terms of getting it reimbursed, or even the private sector for private insurers, employees to potentially cover this sort of thing. Is that part of the longer term vision? Is there anything underway in terms of getting employers or insurers on board to help cover this sort of thing?
That's absolutely on the forefront right now with, you know, we call it block registration, and where we can communicate with these larger players like insurance companies and employers that have multiple different employees, and they want to provide this added benefit to these individuals that they're overseeing. And so there's definitely a lot of potential for partnerships in that area, and something that we're taking into consideration as we speak.
Okay, interesting. All right, so nothing specific to declare yet. Okay, no worries, fair enough. In terms of upcoming features on the platform, I think there is at least one interesting article talking about some of the upcoming features on the Tambu's website. I wonder if we can speak to that, and are there any updates in terms of upcoming features?
In saying that, there is a free account, and I wanted to touch on what Maddie did speak about. The block registration is for those added features, which Rukia will touch on, but we wanted to make this user side free to absolutely everybody. We want to give everybody the opportunity to go on and do the basic features of journal, have team members create a personal data trust, house that information. So that's free to absolutely everybody. Where these features that Rukia is going to talk about are the premium features, which will have an added cost, discounted based on block registration. But we really wanted to make it free for everybody to have a Tambu's account.
Okay, I appreciate that clarification. That's really good to know. Free version, anybody can go and actually create an account. Oh, I should also ask too, is it a web-based application, or would you have to log into a computer, a web portal?
Yeah, you can actually access the platform on, it's web-based, so on any desktop or iPad, any device that actually has like a browser. And right now we're also in the works of creating a mobile app as well so you can really have all the information in your pocket.
Okay, perfect.
Convenience.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it comes down to for sure. And then, of course, in terms of those upcoming features.
Upcoming features, like Jess mentioned, we have some really exciting things coming up for our professionals. Right now we're launching a 1 month free program. So that means that professionals can try all of the features on our professional account for free. So that includes calendar integration. We also have a medical search. Maddie, do you want to go into the medical search?
Yeah, absolutely. So the medical search is a feature that we've built out, and it's really stemming off of machine learning and artificial intelligence. And so we hear from a lot of people, whether it be an individual, well, this particular story would pertain to an individual. And, you know, you jump onto Google and you're like, oh my gosh, my toe hurts like so much. So you type that into Google, and like, next thing you know, Google's like, you have toe cancer. And you start freaking out, right? So we call that Dr. Google. And what we've created is a solution for Dr. Google, being a query of results from reliable databases of journal articles, and bringing that information to your fingertips. And that exists both on the client side And then in a slightly more professional way on the professional side. So really bringing that information and making it accessible.
And we're actually offering the medical search for free for professionals. Because the knowledge and the information on our professional search, our medical search, kind of speaks for itself. It's such a great resource to utilize. Professionals already pay pretty high premiums for medical searches. So the fact that we've put in so much knowledge and discretion with building this out, and now we're offering it free for professionals. We just want to show that it is a great resource, and we want professionals to utilize it for sure. We also have on the free professional 1 month trial. We're also offering client management. We also have a professional search as well as the medical search, where professionals can be added to a list, a directory, a vetted list of professionals that patients, clients that are using on the user side can search. So there's a ton of incredible features, and we want professionals to try it for free to give us some feedback, to tell us what they would change, what they want to see added, so we can add that to the scope, the long-term goal of our services.
This is an interesting point too. There are a couple of companies that have come up with these search algorithms, and they rely on different data sources. Some of them are actually very specialized, so they might focus on things like, I don't know, diabetes or oncology for cancer treatment, that sort of thing, or how to identify certain caregivers within the community. But there are quite a few of these types of solutions out there. So really interesting to see that there's an integration here within Tambooz itself that focuses or that actually allows this feature within the platform. I'm almost sensing that Tambooz itself is a platform in the sense that it's kind of an ecosystem, has multiple features, multiple tools that people can use, again, both patients and providers as well. As well as larger healthcare organizations, I think, that are looking to better manage their patients as well. Very interesting stuff. So, Maddie, Lucia, Jessica, this has been a very interesting conversation to me. I wish we had a little more time to dive into what the Tambooz platform offers to a lot of folks out there. The main takeaway from my perspective is that it's something that allows you to actually carry your personal health records with you, solving the problem that a lot of people have had for a long time. So it's been a long time coming, I think, as well. Very, very much looking forward to seeing a lot more out of this company. I definitely appreciate your time today. I'm going to turn it over to you in case there are any final thoughts you'd like to share with the audience.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on. Like you said, there's so much more that we have in store, so much more that we're working on, and we're really excited to share it with you in the future. And I guess it just means part two needs to, we need to get part two going of this interview.
I was going to say the same thing. I will definitely look forward to having you come back on as more things happen, maybe in a couple months or in a year or so, see how the updates are going, see how the company's progressing, and any other additional partnerships that you guys have built out in the meantime, including with hospitals, funding agencies, what have you. I'd love to hear a lot more about how the company's growing.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. Appreciate you having us on today.
All right. Thanks so much, everyone. All the best to you, and we'll see each other next time.